U.S. counterterrorism and intelligence officials have been very, very careful in how they approach the reports, which first began coming out last month that Abubakar Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram, had been killed. Shekau has been reported dead four or five times before this, and in each case has come back to life. This time, though, there is a sense within the U.S. counterterrorism community that perhaps these reports are more credible, and perhaps things are indicating that Shekau really is dead. Now, a senior administration official tells me they've not been able to independently verify the reports of his death. They are taking seriously, though, the audio recordings of Islamic State West Africa, the group that has been competing with Boko Haram in Nigeria and in surrounding areas. And in that audio that was put out by a local news organization called HumAngle, and a recording also obtained by the Reuters news agency, it has someone who apparently appears to be the leader of Islamic State West Africa saying that Shekau was killed. And according to the report from HumAngle, it says that he was killed and that Boko Haram targeted him at the direction of Islamic State leadership in Iraq and Syria. And so, again, the U.S. remains highly cautious about these reports, but it seems, based on the reaction of senior officials, that it is looking more plausible that perhaps at this time, Boko Haram's leader, Abubakar Shekau, really is dead.